听力课堂，听 class.com。
Page 20. Victoria, dip into the sensual pleasures of this Canadian harbor town. This city on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada, will delight one's senses. Victoria is your cup of tea if you like the idea, bobbing along no faster than the little boats moored in its pocket harbor. A stroll along the inner harbor teaches you the proper Victoria pace. Ah, gaze upon the lovely reflections of the boats on the water. And how can the snow-capped peaks of the Olympic Range be so close in sight when this mild marine climate is kissing your cheeks? Walk along the harbor past the famous Empress Hotel and the Parliament Buildings, or take a white horse-drawn carriage along Government Street past the harbor, where on a summer evening, street performers strike up tasteful concerts. Add an ice cream cone and you have a sublime evening stroll. Victoria does not end here. Like a cup of tea, it infuses the town, inviting a slow and relaxing visit. For tea in the Victorian manner, the Empress Hotel is the queen of bone china elegance. For other dips into sensual pleasures, try these. Fly into Victoria on a float plane. The float plane skids you right up to a dock just steps from the Empress Hotel. It's a fun flight and much quicker than the ferry. Spa on the cheap. Victoria has several spas, including the high-end Willow Stream Spa at the Empress. Expensive and too booked to fit me in on short notice. Happily, I ended up at a spa so charming that I wouldn't have missed it. Silk Road has a mellow little tea and aromatherapy shop upstairs. Downstairs, spa rooms offer a full range of services with organic tonics and lotions. My pedicure was au naturel, no nail polish, but a peppermint pedicure ending with a gleaming nail buff plus a reflexology massage that lifted my spirits. Take a peek inside the Fairmont Empress Hotel. Victoria, which is located halfway between Asia and Europe, once provided a pleasant stop for the great steamships, offloading wealthy travelers and government officials. Dine in the Bengal Lounge with its Indian decor or sip tea in the elegant palm-fronded tea lobby. Bouchard Gardens. If you could walk in Bouchard Gardens alone, you would find floral bliss among flowers bursting to retina-rousing colors. You would find soothing exploration in the gardens trailing one to another. The problem is, you will not be alone in this busy tour bus destination. Monroe Books. Oh, I do love this bookstore. Walk in and you want to stay a week in this large but welcoming space, where gorgeous banners of the four seasons decorate the high walls. Explore the island. Victoria is at the southern tip of pretty green Vancouver Island. The city is the capital of British Columbia, and as the seat of the provincial government, exudes cosmopolitan cachet. But drive a few miles outside the city, and the island quickly turns into a rural community of small towns. Fun to explore. And don't forget the beaches. Rent a car for a day and explore how the lucky Vancouver Islanders live. Shopping. Victoria is loaded with shops. But this is not a stock up at the Gap town. Boutiques here sell Irish woolens, Scottish plaids, and expensive European clothing. Porcelain shops will make you smile, with chubby teapots from floral to art deco styles. Serious bargain shoppers can do well scouting for outerwear, since Canadian manufacturers have mastered cold weather issues. They produce some excellent lines of sporting and outerwear, with prices usually beating same-grade U.S. products. Word bank. Sensual. The silk had a sensual feeling against her skin. Moor. When you're done using my boat, be sure to moor it to the dock. Parliament. A town meeting will be held in the Parliament building tonight to discuss the economy. Infuse. The new president infused hope for a better future into the country. Mellow. Sam is a very mellow person, so it is easy to feel relaxed around him. Tonic. The doctor used a soothing tonic to help the patient's sore throat. Gleaming. The new airport has gleaming white marble floors. Peek. This movie will give you a peek into what life was like in Europe 500 years ago. Bliss. Fred wished the newly married couple a lifetime of bliss and prosperity. Banner. When Jim's son came home from college, Jim put up a banner that said, "Welcome home, Ryan." Provincial. Canada has a provincial government for each of its 10 provinces. Boutique. We can buy gifts for our friends at a local boutique. Chubby. Matthew isn't fat. He's just a little chubby. More information. Sublime. Aromatherapy. Pedicure. Reflexology. Retina rousing. Cosmopolitan cachet. Art deco. Talk about it. Would you like to fly and land in a float plane? Why or why not? What would you like to do if you visit Victoria? Would you like to go to a rural area and explore some small towns? Why or why not?